A4REZ. A4REZ testing.
URF, come back testing.
REZ, just playing with an antenna here inside the house, just seeing if it's working. I'm out here in Taylor's.
Being clear, I hear you. I'm on a mobile right now. I'm picking you up.
Great into the repeater as well. Well, thank you for coming back to me. My name is Floyd, by the way. KJ4REZ.
Boss man, my name's Aaron. I'm KN4URF.
Thank you. I gotta button some things down here, and I'll be listening. And I guess I gotta go on the internet here and find out where all the repeaters are, at least the good ones. Just moved here from Florida, just trying to get everything set up.
South Carolina, then.
Once, I've been talking on my HD a little bit, but, yeah, I closed on my house, and a week later, I got laid off because of this COVID-19 BS, but, hey, it is what it is, so, since I'm not working, I'm trying to get my radio stuff working, and then my HF radio quit working on me a couple hours ago. So, kind of discouraged about that, but, so now I got to focus on 2 meters for now, right?
Stuck on my handheld and my mobile because I have no power where I'm at.
A tornado last night.
It's probably right at 7 miles away from me.
Came in where, Seneca, and then went over towards Marietta or something like that? I saw some of the damage footage this morning. I think that one building was, like, totally destroyed. It's like, wow. That stuff only happens, like, in Florida and the Midwest.
W2JKT. Yes, but, yeah, I'm actually in Seneca, and the building you're referring to is the Borg Warner plant where they build the ACE and Warner transmissions for Dodge and other trucks. The plant was basically leveled. Killed one of the third shift workers about 3:30 this morning, and then it tracked right through downtown, passed within about a half a mile of my house, threw some trees at my antenna mast, and tore rain gutters off my house. But yeah, downtown Seneca is basically destroyed. There's not much left of it.
The lake down there, the Laurel and Hardy Lake. I live in Marietta, so yeah, I got pretty good.
It went from it touched down right behind the Borg Warner plant and destroyed a home back there, and then proceeded basically east-northeast through town, through the Mill Hill Village, and then across 123 up towards Newry, and then it dissipated after that. But yeah, it was pretty ugly. It was on the ground for a long time.
For the guy, the gentleman that passed away,
or anything, but if you guys pray, I'm sure the family would appreciate it.
Will be in my thoughts and in my prayers.
So let me break in. I heard you talking about it. I figured I'd offer a little what information I had, but yeah, Seneca's a war zone right now, and probably, you know, once the utility crews can get the roads cleared tonight, they're actually under a curfew tonight between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m., just to allow the utility crews to clear the roads and get unfettered access to everything without the damage tourism. But then hopefully tomorrow, the power will start coming back. I've been without power since 3:30 this morning, running on gensets now. But, yeah, it's going to be a little while to recover for this one.
That's sad. I don't know when my power's coming back on. It went off about a little after 4, somewhere around 4.
You're doing pretty good. I think they still have about 25,000 customers without power on between Duke and Blue Ridge. So, yeah, we'll just keep muttering along, and my church group is probably going to go out tonight and see if we can assist some of the families. A lot of people lost their homes. The Mill Hill Village is not a wealthy area at all. A lot of the homes barely stood on their own. So, yeah, there are going to be a lot of people needing some help tonight. So, yeah, just keep everybody in your prayers, and I'm sure they'd appreciate it. This is W2JKT.
And yes, they all have our prayers, but yeah, that was kind of shocking. Our phones were going off at 4 o'clock this morning about tornadoes and stuff, and not used to hearing that stuff, at least not up here. So and then They didn't have any idea about the damage, but I caught some footage this afternoon, and it was just like, oh my goodness. I mean, there was a lot of damage. I don't think it was that big of a tornado, was it?
Not too sure as to how big it was, but it did do a lot of damage.
You know, it kept moving. Usually they dissipate, but this one didn't. It traveled quite some time. All right, I'll let you go, and good luck with everything, and I hope you get your power back on soon. I was fortunate where I'm at in Taylor's. We got tree damage and stuff like that, but nothing really to speak about compared to everybody else. And we never did lose power, so I'll be thankful for that. And I'll say 73s. KJ4, or he's it.
Easy, boss, man. I'm going to say my 73s, and I'm going to get off here. We're about to go in here to Walmart. KN4, URF.
Good luck with that. All right, buddy.